Chapter 7 and Chapter 8. New words. A cliff. Noun. Very high land and rocks next to the sea. Sink. Sank. Sunk. Verb. Go down underwater. Float. Verb. Stay on top of water or move through the air. A shark. Noun. A large, dangerous fish. A string. Noun. String is long and thin. You put it around a thing. Lift. Verb. Move something or someone up. Chapter 7. The Cliffs. The peach was rolling down the hill. It went faster and faster. At the bottom of the hill, it went across the road and through about 20 fields. It rolled past some cows, then some sheep, then some horses, and then some pigs. Frightened animals were running everywhere. The peach arrived at a village, and people jumped out of its way. It went through the wall of a huge chocolate factory, and soon there was chocolate in the streets. Children played in the chocolate, and some tried to swim in it. All of them were eating it and shouting happily. The peach rolled and rolled. Every second, it was moving closer and closer to the ocean. But before the ocean, there were large white cliffs. These cliffs are the most famous cliffs in England because they are very high. Below them, the sea is cold and dangerous. Inside the peach, James and the creatures were having a terrible time. They flew up and down, then side to side, then round and round. Tables, chairs, and the centipede's boots flew around the room too, and hit everyone again and again. "Stop! Stop!" they cried, but the peach kept going. The peach was now only 100 metres from the cliffs. Now 50, now 20, now 10, now 5. When it got to the cliff, it jumped up into the sky. Then it began to fall. Down, down, down. It hit the water and it sank like a stone. But a few seconds later, it came up again, and this time it floated on the water. Inside the peach, everyone was badly hurt from the journey, and they were now lying on the floor with boots all around them. They began to sit up slowly.
"That was terrible," the centipede said.
"Every part of my body hurts," said the earthworm.
"But, my dear friends," cried the old green grasshopper,
"we are there."
"Where is there?" they asked.
"I don't know,"
the old green grasshopper said.
"Let's go outside and look around."
"Yes, yes," they cried. "Come on, let's go."
"I have to get my boots on again first," the centipede said. "I will not go outside without them."
"Not again," the earthworm said.
"Let's all help the centipede and together we can do it quickly," said the ladybird. So they all began to help the centipede with his boots. 30 minutes later, the centipede's 42nd boot was on his 42nd foot and they were ready to go. They climbed through the tunnel in the top of the peach, and they came out into the bright sunlight.
"This is not possible."
"This is terrible."
"We're in the middle of the sea,"
cried James.
"But where are the fields?" they cried.
"Where is England?"
Nobody could understand it, but there was a strong wind on that day, and England was already a long way away.
"We are all going to die,"
cried the earthworm.
Take off my boots, shouted the centipede. I cannot swim with my boots on.
But you don't have to swim, said James. We are floating beautifully, and soon a ship will come and take us home.
The boy is right,
the old green grasshopper said, looking over the side of the peach at the water.
We aren't sinking. Everything is going to be all right.
No, it isn't,
cried the earthworm.
Nothing is going to be all right, and you know it.
Poor earthworm,
the ladybird said quietly to James. He's only happy when he's sad.
We have nothing to eat,
the earthworm said.
We will get thinner and thinner until we all die.
But we have enough food here for weeks and weeks, said James.
Where?
They said.
Where is it?
We can eat the peach,
said James.
Of course. We didn't think of that,
they cried.
My dear James, said the old green grasshopper, putting his front leg around James. You have saved us again.
Why do you look worried, earthworm? The centipede asked.
What's the problem now?
There is no problem,
the earthworm said.
That is the problem.
They laughed and laughed. Then they all sat down together and they ate the nice, sweet peach. It was wonderful, and everybody began to feel happy. The sun was bright in the soft blue sky, and the peach was like a huge yellow-orange ball floating on the sea.